Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Lindwand is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Paul is a new friend. He's a thought leader on strategy and growth. He's a principal at PwC US. He's the co-author of two books, including the new one, Strategy That Works, which he co-authored with Cesar Menardi. I guess that's how you pronounce his last name, along with our good friend, Art Kleiner. And so Paul's our new friend, Paul Lindwand. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Paul. I love talking about strategy, and I have been doing it now since the beginning, for over 18 years. A lot of people, when they think about small business, they just think about execution, management. You know, it's a very short fuse. There's a lot of shooting from the hip. But my goal, part of my goal in what I'm doing here, is helping small business owners understand that there are many tasks in a small business besides management that are above the manager level, that are at the CEO level. And one of those is strategy. And I'd like for you to help us with that. What do you think about what I just said, Paul?
Well, no, I totally agree. In fact, I think often small businesses really understand the importance of strategy, because when you're running a small business, you've got to make important choices all of the time. And the choices you make are going to influence, you know, where you're going to wind up. Are you going to be successful or not? And so I think small business owners really get the idea of strategy. It's sometimes difficult to put it into place. We're constantly being bombarded with lots of decisions and dilemmas and issues. And we need to sometimes carve out that time to make those tough choices. But it's certainly incredibly important and very relevant.
Well, I like how you said carve out the time. Because that's exactly what has to happen for a small business, for a small business owner. Because as you may know, there are too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And any given minute, there's a whole lot of alligators chomping at us, and none of them have strategy on their mind. And so we have to literally break away. We have to be disciplined and intentional, and break away from that madding crowd, so to speak, and find the time where it's quieter, where we can focus on the future, where we can focus on where we're going, and not on what we're doing. What do you think?
Absolutely. The most important question in strategy is, you know, who are we? You know, and what are we great at doing, and how do we separate ourselves from everybody else that's out there? And if we don't ask those and answer those fundamental questions of strategy, then we wind up actually being very responsive to everyone. You know, we're trying to grow a little bit here. We're trying to resolve this issue over here. We're trying to put this fire out. Mm-hmm. And we never really get to that place where we understand the very important things about our organization and the things that we have to do to execute. So it's absolutely critical that you get that time, and it's critical that you really answer these fundamental questions about who are we, what sets us apart.
Let's talk about that. When you say who are we, tell us what you mean by that.
It's a great question, and in fact, who are we is very much defined, in our view, by the capabilities that set you apart, those differentiated capabilities, the things that you can do better than anyone else. You know, in our recent book, Strategy That Works, you know, we researched 14 companies in depth, companies like IKEA and Natura and Danaher and others. And what we found is that what sets them apart are the things that they do. It's what they do, not just what they sell. We always think, oh, we've got these products and we've got these services. Well, everyone has that.
Are you talking about their special sauce?
It certainly can be a special sauce. It's those few things that you can do better than anyone else. Things like, you know, do you have an amazing ability to innovate? Do you have an incredible way of discussing products with your customers? Do you understand what your customers are doing? Can you get in front of them? It's all of those capabilities that we often take for granted. But this is where real differentiation happens.
It might be how you got into the industry. Did you grow into the industry, or did you acquire yourself into the industry? Those are two different perspectives, aren't they?
Well, certainly, and I think sometimes people jump to the question of, you know, am I going to grow by buying everyone around me? And I think these are important questions, but they start with, again, that question of what value do you create for the world? You know, what is my purpose? What am I here for? And then what are the things that I need to deliver on that promise? We always say it's great to have an aspiration, but it's also great to deliver and make sure you have the capabilities there for you.
And, you know, this is has been one of the historic problems I've had with big companies and their mission statement. You know, how many times have you read a mission statement from a corporation and the customer is never mentioned? You know, to me, you said we've got to ask ourselves, why are we here? Surely any company in the marketplace, surely the first thing that they've got to say, why am I here, is to serve customers. Would you agree with that?
I'm so glad you brought up the mission statement, you know, issue, which is, I think, really amazing, because often companies, they'll set a team out and they'll say, let's create this incredible purpose statement or mission statement. But those are often separate activities.
Right.
And by the time everyone has agreed and you've compromised, these things look generic. In fact, you know, many companies' mission statements, if you blinded out the company name, you'd have to sort of wonder, do I know which company this is for? Is it different? Is it distinct? And have I, to your point, talked about the value I'm going to create for somebody? Not just the fact that I want to grow, not just the fact I want to have number one market share, but what am I doing for my customers?
Right. Well said. And then you said, what are we good at? That's another thing that I think is important. And you know, how do we differentiate ourselves from other people? And if we can't differentiate ourselves from someone else, if we can't find what that is, we're kind of in trouble, aren't we?
We certainly are, and I think many organizations are like that today. You know, we're facing incredible competition. You know, the digital age has just opened up the doors to new competitors, right? It's so easy now to compare lots and lots of options as consumers or as customers. And so we need to stand out, but too many companies don't stand out yet, or they have small advantages, but they're not taking advantage of that in the way that they're competing. So it's a critical question. I think many organizations have the basis for how they can stand out, but they haven't done the work yet to necessarily take advantage of that.
Paul, you want to give us a website and tell us where to find the book?
StrategyThatWorks.com.
All right, that's how you find the book. I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold. And the co-author, along with Paul Linewand, is Cesare Minardi. Am I saying his last name correctly?
Cesare Minardi.
Cesare. I should have known how to say that. Paul Linewand, ladies and gentlemen, is going to come back after the next break. He's going to talk to us about culture and also how to deal with the future by leading it, not reacting to it. And that'll help us a lot. And we'll do that right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.